section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Thank goodness for hump day. And no, I'm not just saying this because we're halfway through the work week. Although that's nice too, don't get me wrong. I have another reason I've been looking forward to tonight, and every Wednesday night for that matter. And obviously, since you're here listening, you must feel the same as I do. Indeed, welcome to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. I am your host, Jared Morningstar, and I am ready to bring you another 2 hours of outstanding music. We have an excellent show lined up for you all tonight, including our look back at one of the greatest albums of all time, Bruce Springsteen's 1982 release of Dark Demos, Nebraska. It's truly a masterpiece from start to finish. And Eric Morningstar, yes, you heard right, my brother Eric is back with us tonight. He and I will be taking a look at the album as we hope to give you either a new appreciation for the record, or if you haven't heard Nebraska yet, an unforgettable introduction to it. And honestly, we couldn't pick a better time to feature this legendary album. Why? Well, the album really goes well with a fall setting, and this may be the first time in a long time that we actually get a fall here in Michigan. It's cooler outside, but not that cool, and the smell of autumn is in the air more than it has been in years. I love it. And luckily for us, this fall is important for many more reasons than just different colored leaves. We have several new outstanding albums coming out this fall as well, including releases from Bob Dylan, Hank Williams III, and Those Poor Bastards. It's not often that we see so many great albums released at one time, so enjoy this upcoming month, folks, and feel free to splurge a little when it comes to that CD shopping. Anyway, let's get to tonight's starting lineup. First up will be a father and son pair of songs from Warren and Jordan Zevon. Then, you will be listening to songs from the new Whitey Morgan and Old Crow Medicine Show albums, released just yesterday. Hopefully, you already have these ordered, but if you don't, get ready for a reason to stop procrastinating. Great music ahead, as always, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Find it, sentimental hygiene. like I don't have a clue. Is it ignorance or bliss that fuels the never-ending happiness that I've always seemed to elude? Is it them, is it me, ain't the starter on the litany and try to keep from coming undue? Cause it looks like the joke's on me, cause I'm the only one that isn't really having fun. It looks like the joke's on me, it's only just begun fading. Will arouse me from a zombie-like state of accrued. It's another somber morning, masturbate and greet the dawning as I'm yawning through the self-abuse. Pick a suit that isn't stained and floor it down the freeway. I must not be late. Cause the boss is out of Vicodin and now the real pain begins to wise. He laughing. Cause it looks like the joke's on. It looks like the joke's on me. I signed the dotted line to be the perfect punchline. And nobody told me that I'd be the folly. Cause it looks like the joke's on me. The agony of defeat with a catchy melody. Someone should bury me. A natural born loser, smothered in humor. It looks like the joke's on me. Stumbling down the road of life, ignoring all the good advice I never had the sense to use. But we've all got a path to choose, and stupid is a stupid news. Maybe I was born to like the joke's on me, cause I'm the only one that isn't really having fun. It looks like the joke's on me, forget humility and I'll provide the comedy. It looks like the joke's on me, you check my spine and find a burden and a kick me sign. It looks like the joke's on me, I'm just a bland mime yanking on a fake line.
Sleep it off. Crazy by any other name. I ran into Danny, he used to be my closest friend. Well, he played the harmonica back when we had a rock and roll band. Well, he said it wasn't easy, but I found
700 others. Come on, join the crowd. The morning's here, we're all still awake, just looking for some more drugs to take. Pack that on a mound of fire ants, only lost a shoe and a pair of pants. Went down hard, got up like a champ, to see a biker dancing on my amp. If you're not a folk singer, then we'll all have a humdinger. Folk singer, then we'll all have a humdinger.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Soupy Gatto Show. You can find us at soupygatto.com. Drop us a line at soupygatto@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style, just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show. Man, dig it.
Time. words don't rhyme. I've got a catastrophe, a cut out vision. What this world is coming to. I found the love of God in a pile of rocks. I swear I found love in the PCU. A piece of a moment of a time or two. We'll be right back.
anymore now. Do I wanna be lonely anymore? Oh. Now y'all gotta have a good time tonight, but you gotta remember when it's time to go home. Happy! You can stay out all night long, and you're gonna be lonely. Oh, you're gonna get along on me, yeah. A nice warm bed. You're telling me it's cold since I've been gone. I need to try somewhere else instead. Well, honey, I'm just so tired of arguing with the living dead. Hour after hour, senseless talking, chasing dreams inside my head. I've been lonely for a lifetime.
Title track off of our debut CD, Lonely for a Lifetime, you guys.
Okay, we're back to the Hank and Chain Show. Hope you've been enjoying our episodes so far, including great numbers from Queens of the Stone Age, The Hard Left, and Dana Fuchs. Right now, though, let's get to the national news. First, perhaps the greatest news item of all this week is that, really, there isn't that much news to report. Seriously, where are the headlines this week? We covered the Wall Street crisis last week, and nothing new has really happened on that end. Let's hope it stays that way, and those with power keep the Bush administration's potentially dangerous plan to fix it in careful check. We're a couple of days away from the presidential debate, so we can't really talk about that. Well, assuming the debate still happens, but more on that next week. The cursed Dallas Cowboys are still winning, and the Detroit Lions are still losing. Nothing new there. Oh, in sad news, we just saw the end of Yankee Stadium on Sunday night. I know we talked a bit about this on a previous episode of the show, but the end of the house that Ruth built has come way too quickly. I have never been a Yankee fan, but it sure seems sad to see such a landmark disappear. Tiger Stadium and Yankee Stadium gone within the same year. Shame. And unlike with Tiger Stadium, it doesn't seem like there are any real efforts to preserve even a little bit of the legendary ballpark. Sad. Finally, in a news item suitable for a week with no real national news to report, sort of famous American Idol loser Clay Aiken has finally come out of the closet. Yeah, I know. I thought he already had a long time ago, too. But apparently, that's not the case. Yep, he's gay. Just like most everyone already expected. Groundbreaking news? Hardly. But it goes to show how pathetic American Idol is. Glorified karaoke. Aiken, and 90% of his Idol comrades, even in a pop-dominated world, are doomed to fail. Why? Because unless they enter the realm of pop country, they are expected to at least show some signs of becoming their own artists. And they don't. With Aiken, we're seeing his last-ditch effort to gain publicity and sell a few more records. It's sad. I wish him well, but the corporate machine has officially spit him out. Here's hoping the same thing happens with the entire American Idol franchise. Bill Maher has said, "We as a people in general are too stupid to be governed. If there ever was proof of this, American Idol's staying power just might be it." Anyways, we're almost ready to get started with our classic album feature on Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. But first, get ready for a pair of songs from Eddie Cochran and the Old 97s, followed up by a song that was supposed to make Nebraska, but was held back by Springsteen. The song? You might have heard of it. Born in the USA. Thankfully, the Nebraska version of the song survived, and we'll be playing it for you, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Well, listen, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Tell your mama not to worry, everything's gonna be all right. Don't let me hear you talking, just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me this or any other day. Don't let me hear you argue when I say forget you, 'cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way.
For no reasons, don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah.
I reckon heaven is a place where time is non-existent, yeah. And the things that are important, yeah, don't take any time at all. An awful lot like outer space, where everything is weightless, yeah. Even heavy things are weightless, yeah. Don't take up any space at all. Right on. All the bad things are gone. I'm so sick and tired of fighting, yeah. Up there we'll never fight at all. Right on. Heaven is a place where everything is weightless, yeah. Even heavy things are weightless, yeah. Up there we'll never fight at all.
Caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your Hank on!
You're listening to The Hank and Chain Show, and it's now time for our classic album feature on Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. As I mentioned earlier, back from an absence that lasted far too long, I am joined this week by my brother and psychology expert, Eric Morningstar. It's great to say this after so long. Welcome back to the show, bro.
And I can't say how happy I am to be back tonight. It's been far too long and I have missed the show.
Well, you certainly couldn't have picked a better week to come back. I know you love this album as much as I do.
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorites of all time. It captures about as much of the American story as The Godfather and The Great Gatsby.
Surely, just without all of the money and success that came before the fall, Springsteen's Great Plains characters here have never had the kind of success that Jay Gatsby and Vito Corleone did.
But nevertheless, the album captures a constant yearning and struggle for success through a series of story songs, some of which are very depressing. The album maintained its dismal outlook on the strife-filled American dream with low-key acoustic instrumentation, but in the end, it doesn't fail to remind listeners that somehow there exists a reason to believe.
However, before we get to that reason to believe, the album starts dark. Very dark. First up is the title track, basically a biographical account of the killing spree conducted by 1950s serial killer Charlie Starkweather and his girlfriend. Following this are Atlantic City and Mansion on the Hill, bringing you to the dark side of life here on The Hank and Chain Show.
Pretty baby
sitting right there on my land. They declared me unfit to live, said into that great void my soul be heard. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
There's a place out on the edge of town, sir, rising above the factories and the fields. At ever since I was a child, I can remember that mansion on the hill. And the day can see the children playing on the road that leads to those gates of heart and steel. Steel gates that completely surround the mansion on the hill. At night, my daddy take me and we ride through the streets of a town so silent and still. Park on a back road along the highway side. Look up at that mansion on the hill. In the summer, all the lights would shine. Heard me music playing, people laughing all the time. Me and my sister, we'd hide out in the tall cornfield, sit and listen to the mansion on the tonight. Down here in Linden Town, I watch the cars rushing by home from the mill. There's a beautiful full moon rising
Alright, welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show, and you are listening to our classic album feature on Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Listening to these first three tracks, it's interesting to note that Springsteen never intended to release this album as a collection of demos. He recorded these songs, took them to the E Street Band to record them together, and they all decided that the album would be best released as is.
And I'd say that's probably one of the best decisions in American music history right there, because I really don't see how this album could have been recorded in any other way than what we're listening to right now.
Indeed, these songs have been done with the full band live, but as a collection, I cannot see them being as meaningful without the stark nature of the recordings. And obviously, a lot of people agreed, including Johnny Cash.
Yes, indeed. Johnny Cash recorded both Johnny 99 and Highway Patrolman. These will be the next two songs that you'll hear. Similar to the story in Atlantic City, Johnny 99 features a character so fed up with life's struggles that he turns vigilante. Highway Patrolman, on the other hand, features the story of two brothers, one who gets a little lucky. Now, we're talking real person lucky here, not Paris Hilton lucky. And one who doesn't. Next up is State Trooper, a wonderfully creepy enigma of a song. No clear motives are established in the lyrics, but their delivery over the steady, pulsating guitar creates a haunting story of paranoia. The last song in our little quartet is Used Cars. Now this song is one that any middle to working class family can really relate to. The excellence of Nebraska continues here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Sergeant out of Burnville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, as honest as I could. I got a brother named Frankie, and Frankie ain't no good. Now ever since we was young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man,
I'd put him straight away. But when it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as a band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's streaming like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, well, he just ain't no good. Well, Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm to firm, settled down to Maria for my wife. But then wheat prices kept on dropping till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68, and me, I took this job. Yeah, we're laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's straight. Teach him how to walk that line. Man turned his back on his family. He ain't no friend of mine. Well, the night was like any other, but I got a call about quarter to nine. There was trouble in a root house out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. A girl crying at a table, and it was Frankie said. Well, I went out and I jumped in my car, and I hit the lights. Well, I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. It was out at the crossroads, down round Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with a high plate, behind the wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. Pulled over the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. Me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Marie as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he's dreaming, like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, but he just ain't no good.
Registration, I ain't got no.
The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life, Mr. State Trooper. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me.
Sisters in the front seat with an ice cream cone. My ma's in the back seat sitting all alone. So my pa steers her slow out of life for a test drive down Michigan Avenue. Now my ma, she fingers her wedding band, watches the salesman stare at my old man's hand. He's telling us all about the break he'd give us if he could, but he just can't. But if I could, I swear I'd know just what I'd do. Now, Mr. Day, the lottery I win, I ain't ever gonna ride no used car again. Now the neighbors come from near and far, as we pull up in our brand new used car. I wish she'd just hit the gas and let out a cry, and tell them all they can kiss our asses goodbye. Daddy sweats the same job from morning to morn. Yeah, I walk home on the same dirty streets where I was born. Up the block I can hear my little sister in the front seat blowing that horn. The sounds echoing all down Michigan. Now, Mr. Day, my number comes in. I ain't ever gonna ride no used car again. Thank you.
And we're back on the Hank and Chain Show, and you're listening to the classic album feature on Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. We just finished up with four songs that cover a lot of different, but nevertheless dark, emotions.
And as we enter our final trio of songs, even though the Reason Believe is coming up, you can say Nebraska certainly gets darkest before the dawn, and even the dawn isn't exactly bright and sunny.
First up is Open All Night, a song that contrasts an upbeat Chuck Berry-style guitar with imagery that describes the loneliness of the nighttime driver. Following this is My Father's House, a song that can be interpreted literally or taken as a spiritual metaphor. The song is as dark as the album goes, and tells the story of a son lost in the dream being chased by the devil. In the distance, he can see the house of his father shining through the darkness. When he wakes up, he drives out to the old house with hopes of reconciliation, only to find that his father is no longer there. Though the speaker says he can't really recall what tore them apart, the song serves as a reminder to not forsake those closest to us. When interpreted on the spiritual level, nothing less than the speaker's soul is at stake. But all nights must come to an end, and Springsteen delivers a message of qualified hope at the end of the album. Reason to Believe really doesn't make an argument for hope, and it really doesn't encourage the listeners to do so either. Rather, it's simply an observation song in which the speaker lists a series of stories that all involve people who choose to believe in hope for the future rather than to wallow in despair. I've always loved the line, struck me kind of funny, how at the end of every hard-earned day people find a reason to believe. It's a casual fact with the most powerful of consequences, and it's a perfect close to the album.
Indeed it is, and now it's time to enjoy that close, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Well, I had the carburetor maybe clean and checked it. With her line blown out, she's humming like a turbo jet. Propped her up in the backyard on the concrete blocks for a new clutch. Played a new set of shocks, took her down to the car wash, checked it. Plugged some points, well, I'm going after that. I'm going to rock that joint. Hurley, North Jersey, industry of Skyline. I'm a hustle, cobra jet creeping through the night time. Gotta find a gas station, gotta find a payphone. This turn back, sure it's spooky at night when you're all alone. I don't get the gas, baby, I'm running late. This New Jersey in the morning like a lunar landscape.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran my heart pounding down that broken path, with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees, and there in the my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched mine, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. We'll never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." My father's house shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned.
and a man stand over a dead dog by the highway in the ditch. He's looking down kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door flung open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if you stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Struck me kind of funny, some kind of funny suddenly. Still at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Now my little love Johnny with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day, bring my money home with you. One day up and left her, and ever since that, she waits down at the end of that dirt road for young Johnny to come back. Struck me kind of funny, funny indeed. At the end of every hard-earned day, we'll find some reason to take a baby to the river, how will you make all him? Wash the baby in the water, take away a little cow sound. In a whitewashed shotgun shack, that old man passes away. Take your body to the graveyard, over him they pray. Lord, won't you tell us what does it mean? At the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to do. Congregation gathers down by the riverside. Preacher stands with the Bible, room stands waiting for his bride. Congregation on the sun sits behind a weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on so effortlessly. Wondering where can his baby be? Still at the end of every hard-earned day, find some reason to
welcome back to the Hank and Shane Show. We hope you've enjoyed our album feature on Bruce Springsteen's classic masterpiece, Nebraska, and hope you've all enjoyed the return of my brother Eric as much as I have. It's been great having you here again, bro.
And it's been great being here. Here's hoping we get together again real soon.
Yeah, it's actually too bad it's not next week. We'll be doing an artist feature, but because this artist has been a force for so long, we're only going to focus on his mid-60s music. I'm talking about the legendary Bob Dylan and his albums Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. Once Dylan plugged in his electric guitar, he brought new poetic energy and meaning to rock and roll that perhaps has been matched, but never outdone. We're about to begin our fourth quarter here on the Hank and Shane Show, and we're going to start with a song that Bruce Springsteen recorded during his Nebraska sessions, but he has never released on any record. Here is The Losing Kind, a love story gone wrong, Nebraska style, here on the Hank and Shane Show.
My name is Frank Davis, driver Dixie 109. I was out on Highway 17, just south of the Camden line. It was down there in the heart of Wilsonville where I met my fate. She was standing outside the bar, said she was waiting for day. But I knew that that was just a lie, and I knew I was missing with a losing kind. Well, I knew what we were both doing, and I knew you can't win. But when the light turned green, I reached across the sea, popped the lock, and she slid in. She said she liked Mexican music, she knew a place if I had the time. Well, we had a few drinks and we danced a while. I pulled her close, she didn't mind. Then what I knew kind of slipped my mind, and I couldn't resist her with a losing kind. Well, we drove around in my Buick, getting drunk and having fun. Well, we ended up at the Space Western, out on Highway 101. Was around 3 a.m. we went out to this empty little roadside bar. It was there the cashier register was open. It was there I hit that guy too hard. But I knew when I hit him for a second time, it one attracts the other when you're losing time.
Something heavy coming down like Easter in the air. And he woke up Sunday morning with some flowers in his hair, looking like the face of Jesus in his final agony, that they found on that old winding sheet off in Italy. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. Something had come a-shining in that smoky little room, lit up like a thousand candles in a Middle Eastern tomb. And an angel lay on a mattress and spoke of history and death, with a perfume on a lingerie and whiskey on her breath. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. Then they found him in the desert, picking flowers for the muse. Sometimes he's a fire, sometimes he's a fuse. He's loading up his saddlebags out on the edge of wonder. One is filled with music and the other's filled with thunder. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. I never thought to ask him, but the thought seemed mighty slim, that he'd ever much believed in God, or God believed in him. But they both believed in a woman, and the truth that set him free. Now he wanders in confusion, for his lost poetry. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. Yeah. And they'd found him in the desert, picking flowers for the muse. Sometimes he's a fire, and sometimes he's a fuse. He's loading up his saddlebags out on the edge of wonder. One is filled with music and the other's filled with thunder. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. And he was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone.
been there. It ain't no good when I fall down. Things have put me back here. You knocked me out so good. Whatever will I do? I'm gonna jump back, Jack, drip a little can of wax. Take me to lead, what would I do? I'd do with you. My angry mind is starting to forget you. The hurt is gone, but I think about whatever she just might do. I'd ride the storm. We'll be right back.
This is Mr. X speaking, and this is the Hank and Chain Show. I know I have been away for a while, but I just wanted everyone to know that I will be back next week to spread my brand of pure evil, whether Morningstar likes it or not. Ha ha ha! You've been listening to our fourth quarter, including songs from Ray Willie Hubbard, Chris Duarte, and Omar and the Howlers. Now here is a special message from Howard Fox.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hope your night's going good, and I hope you're enjoying the Hank and Chain Show. I'm One More Name. I host the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on FlatData.com. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I try to throw in some comedy when I can. If you can't catch my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live Friday late nights, you can download or listen to it over at Section86.com the following Tuesdays after each Friday night live podcast show. My show is also available on iTunes as well, and you can have it set up for automatically download to your computer or to your MP3 device at either Section 86 or iTunes. A few of the other shows you'll find here at FlatData.com include, of course, this brand new addition to the radio style shows here, the Hank and Chain Show, mixing all genres of music and interesting commentary from Jared and sometimes his brother Eric, every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Then there's Misfits Radio on mostly Tuesdays and Fridays during the day, playing local Michigan artists, as well as local greats from around the country. On Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. until 8 or 9 p.m. Central Time, you have The Rat, playing full-length movies as well as Star Trek-related shows. Don't pass up a night with The Rat. And on every Friday night, leading up to my Bootleg Asylum radio show, is LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. He spins half sides from albums 9 p.m. Eastern Time right up till my show starts at midnight. Lefty never fails to fill up his 3 hours with an eclectic mix of great vinyl albums. That's right, I said, great vinyl albums. He never disappoints. He also has a show on Mondays and Tuesday nights as well, from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Though those are just a few of the shows here, I'm sure you'll find something that you like. So check out my Bootleg Asylum radio show when you can. But right now, back to Jared Morningstar's The Hank and Chain Show, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Tight, hold on for dear life. There's another end coming soon.
babe. She gonna do me right. Should be in Savannah by night. Well, then me and my baby will go out on that town. Hell, it should be quite a sight, Lord, because of my baby. She's half as crazy as me, and like I said, it's been some time. So I'm bound for South Georgia to find my sugar babe. She gonna do me right.
Yeah. We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends, and we'd drink till we drown. But now she's acting funny, and I don't understand. I think that she's found some other man. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I love peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She showed me a picture. All I could do was stare. I hit that freak in his sandals, oh, with his long curly hair. They must have think that I'm stupid, or I don't have a clue. I bet he's a commie, or even worse yet, a Jew. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She's given up whiskey and a taking of wine, while she prays for his troubles, has forgot about mine. I'm gonna get even. I can't handle the shame. Well, last time we made love, she even called out his name. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. He's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm a kick in his ass. It could have been Carlos, or even Billy.
Welcome back to the Hank and Shane Show, where unfortunately the clock has run out on us this week. Of course, we were able to finish up with yet another successful fourth quarter, with songs from the Smokin' Bandits, Justin Towns Earl, Andy Pennington, and Hayes Carl. We hope you have enjoyed our show tonight, and that you will tune in again next week for our special feature on Bob Dylan's mid-60s legendary trio of albums, Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. It will not be an episode that you'll want to miss. Actually, you shouldn't ever miss an episode of the Hank and Shane Show. We're brought to you every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on FlapDaddy.com. So there's definitely no mystery there. And even if something drastic comes up, you can always catch the episode you missed, or any old episode, over on Section86.com. Each Wednesday show was posted there on the following Monday, as well as on our MySpace profile, so check us out there as well. In case you haven't added us on MySpace yet, shame on you, and add us now. The URL is www.myspace.com/thehankandchainshow. And if you are a band or artist that wishes to contact us about getting your music played on the show, or you just want to drop us a line, please message us at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. As we sign out tonight, we're going to be playing a song from the Grand Ole Opry's first star, Uncle Dave Makin. Already a folk music force by the time he joined the Opry in 1925, Uncle Dave was an amazing entertainer, even if he was in his mid-50s. Here is his signature song, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
Cook it every hour, keep my skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time. I've chickens in my sack, blood hounds on my track. I'm pulling for my shanty, boom, boom, boom. I'm pulling for my shanty home. If they beat me to the door, I'll put them under the floor. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time. Stole a ham of meat, got my skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time. I'd gwine to the hills, gwine to buy me a jug of brandy, gwine to give it all to Mandy. Keep her good and drunk and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep our little love and do the old time. And if you say so, I'll never work no more. I'll lay down your shanty all the time, time, time. I'll lay down your shanty all the time. An eye on the hog, gun it went blip, and the bullet it went zip. Fell on the hog with all of his grip. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time. Got my skillet good and greasy all the time.
Tonight, I'm a new.